The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, everybody, I've been taping the television show Teachers. We just taped an episode last night, and if we could put Mr. Bozell on hold for a moment, bud, thank you. We taped an episode last night of Teachers. We were working till midnight. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hours doing a television show, but I want to keep you updated on what's happening, and we will. The show is supposedly now going to hit the air in March, but that could change. And we feel very, very good about the show. We feel very strongly that we're going to get more. You know, I shouldn't say this. I don't want to jinx it. Probably will. But, I think the show's good enough that we may get another order for another season. So we'll see. I have no basis in which to say that. I don't know anybody at the network. I don't know anybody. I don't know the audience that hasn't even been on the air yet. It may bomb, but you know, point is, I think it's good, and we've been working really hard on it, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I have seen a lot of people out at the show, out at the taping of the television show Teachers, who are listeners of the Phil Hendry Show. In fact, that's the major contingent, I would say, of people that are there. So we appreciate that. Mr. Stephen Bozell joins us, filing a lawsuit. Now, we're going to be talking about high school reunions this hour. And Mr. Bozell has described a high school reunion that he attended last weekend as something that will scar him for the rest of his life. We are joined by Mr. Bozell, and I know that your attorney, Ms. Blazingame, is going to join us later on. Mr. Bozell, thank you for being on our program.
I appreciate it very much, sir. And at this time, I do want to thank Dolores Blazingame, who has helped me through this experience, an experience that I would not hope I ever repeat in my life.
All right, you went to your high school reunion last weekend, is that correct? And just tell me the story.
I went to the Heritage High School reunion for the class of 1980. Heritage High School's in Maryville, Tennessee, near Knoxville. And I went there to see my classmates. I had begun an email communication with a lady by the name of Sarah Tishman, who I'd known in my senior year. And I was looking very, very forward to seeing her. We had an email communication.
Now, you said, Mr. Bozell, that this young lady was a very prominent young lady on campus your senior year. She was a cheerleader, so forth?
Yes, sir, she was.
Can you tell us a little bit about her?
She was considered to be, one of the, beauties, very, very beautiful girl. One of the hot girls on the campus. She was our homecoming queen. She was in our homecoming queen court. She's also a cheerleader for a Mountaineer football team. A lot of guys wanted to date her.
And you were one of those guys.
Oh yes, sir. I don't think there was a guy there that wouldn't have wanted to. One of the guys used to say, "It's kind of crude. I won't say it all the way." She used to try to eat the peanuts out of her. So and so.
All right, honestly, sir, to make your point here, we can just eliminate all of that kind of humor.
I apologize.
All right, so now you were emailing this show. How did you get in touch with her?
Well, I saw her name on a list of alumni that had been sent out by the organizing committee, and I began to email her. And we started to email each other, and it was a very pleasant email exchange. I told her that I wanted to see her there, and I hoped that I would see her there, and she wrote back saying she wanted to get together as well, and so this was an opportunity to, I guess, an opportunity like this doesn't come along, and I had an opportunity to see the home, this young lady who was very, very, very beautiful, and so I arranged that we would meet for drinks before the reunion took place.
Now, you are married, right?
Yes, sir.
And what about your wife? So you're planning on, were you planning on telling your wife about this?
No, sir, I was not.
Why not?
Because I felt that this was an opportunity to have and remember, when I saw Sarah in high school, last I saw her, she looked very much like Ashley Judd, the movie actress, if you've ever seen her.
Beautiful woman.
Yes, sir. And she was that very good looking, and I felt there was, it was an opportunity that I admit.
You were willing to cheat on your wife?
No, I don't think it's cheating, because your wife should understand, in my opinion, that you have an opportunity of a lifetime to be with a girl that was basically, no guy in the school had even had a chance. And I explained that to my wife, April.
All right, but you told your wife that you wanted to be with this woman.
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, now you get to the Best Western in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
You meet this young lady for a drink in the hotel?
No, we arranged to meet at an Applebee's, which is in the area of the hotel.
Okay.
And I told Sharon I would meet her at the Applebee's, and I told my attorney that I arrived at 6 p.m. last Saturday night. I told my attorney that what I saw was clearly not what I saw was not supposed to happen.
Now, all right, now this is where I'm fuzzy on some of the details.
Well, what I'm saying is what walked up to me and identified itself as Sarah Tishman was, this is not, and I told my attorney I didn't expect.
And if, well, what you were saying is this woman was Sarah Tishman, she'd obviously changed, right?
Yeah, and I understand.
I mean, we're talking from a 17-year-old, 18-year-old girl to a woman who is now 43, 42?
42, yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be a significant amount of change, right?
Well, no, I understand that a woman's going to get older, and I understand that, and I understand that, and I understand that. But what introduced itself as Sarah Tishman was I eyeballed it, but I would put it at about two. I mean, she was probably, and I'm just eyeballing it, but about 200 pounds. The skin was not good. There was sun damage around the eyes.
Well, what I'm saying is the woman had gotten older, right? And
well, high schooler. But here's what our lawsuit is about, and here's where I think it's groundbreaking. And again, I want to thank Dolores Blasingham, my attorney, for giving us.
I know you're emotional.
High school reunions set up expectations that you're going to reconnect with your sweetheart or a good-looking girl, and that was not the case. And
yeah, but Mr. Bozell, do you look the same as you did when you were 17?
To be honest with you, sir?
Yes.
I have not changed that much, no. I mean,
But I mean, come on. You're not the same person you were. You were a young man then. Now you're a guy of 43. You're going to be significantly changed.
The lawsuit, though, is for misrepresentation. And I filed against Ms. Tishman because she clearly should have informed me of what had happened to her.
Why do you name your wife?
I name April Bozell for unfairly. She asked me to leave the residence. When I came home and I told her that I had met Sarah Tishman and that what I saw was all wrong, and I said, I want to stay home, and then she told me to leave.
All right, so you tell your wife you're going to go to a high school reunion to meet a woman, and then you come back and you say, you know what, I guess I was wrong about this woman. I want to stay home. And she still threw you out.
Yes, sir. And I came back from the reunion, and I told my wife that this woman didn't look anything like I thought she would. And then I wanted my wife to take me back. And she still told me to get to a hotel for a week. And that's when I broke down.
All right. Stephen Bozell joins us here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This has got to be a very common experience. He hooked up with a young lady that he knew from high school who was the homecoming queen, I think he said, right?
In the court.
She was in a homecoming queen court? Anyway, she was one of the beautiful chicks on campus. And at the high school reunion last week, he agreed to, you know, they're going to meet for a drink. And he said that she was overweight and older and, you know, not the same person. The lawsuit has to do with misrepresentation. That high school reunions are set up to be some kind of a magical point where you're going to meet people and they're, you know, reconnect. And again, he said that, quote, what walked in the room is not what I remembered it to look like. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And the interesting thing about this email, lawsuit is he's naming his wife for not taking him back, even though he said he wanted to be with this woman. But then after he got a look at her, he decided he didn't want to. Now he wants to go back home, and his wife still threw him out. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Survivor, Compton. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Did Applebee's say that you owe them for the bar, or what?
No. Applebee's just simply said that they told me I had to leave, and I explained to the management that I do admit that I had gotten too much to drink, but I had had too much to drink because of what had come through the door, and that sort of spilled over. But that's really not what I'm talking about. I mean,
but Applebee's did tell you to leave because you'd gotten a little inebriated, right?
Yeah, I did, and I admit that.
And you are saying that you got too drunk. because this young lady who you had known as a high school senior had changed so much over the years. What did you think? Did you think she was going to look exactly the same?
No, sir, not at all. Not at all. But you've seen women who get older and they look, and they still, I mean, I think of women who've gotten older and look good, you know, like the gals that are on, you know, Eva Longoria or some of them on the Housewife show and so forth. But here's a lady. Boy, I'll tell you. What I don't know what happened to it, you know, or what happened to her. And that.
And that's another thing. In the lawsuit, at least you refer to what came through the door. I mean, in other words, it's a rather disrespectful way of...
Well, I admit that, sir.
Of referring to a lady that is aged and maybe hasn't aged as beautifully or as gracefully as she would have liked to. The age of 42, she's still young enough to turn it around, man. You know, maybe in a year or two, she's looking hot again. But the point is...
Well, she had... there was significant staining of the teeth. I made a list, and there's a copy with my attorney, and she's also made a copy for the respondents. Yellowing of the teeth, weight gain, the hair unkempt, the clothing was not... It looked cheap and thrown together, a lot of nits, you know.
I get it. So she wasn't this beauty that she was in high school.
Yeah, that is correct.
And you feel she should have told you?
I absolutely, because the expectation that she set up was, yeah, you know, I always knew, you know, I remember you and all that. She don't remember. She didn't remember me from. She wouldn't remember me the last time she blew her nose, you know. But now, because of the weight gain, she's, you know.
Well, you use a term here in your lawsuit, hard up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was my point. She's probably hard up, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell suing his wife and the young lady that he was going to meet for his high school reunion, a girl who had been a member of the homecoming court, a girl who had been a cheerleader, beautiful in her senior year in high school, and now has aged to the age of 42, not so good-looking anymore, and... you flew all the way back to Knoxville, Tennessee to see her, and your wife knew that this was going to happen. 1-800-449...
And I told my wife, because I'm being honest with her...
Yeah, but then to turn around and go back to your wife and say, you know what, she wasn't as hot as I thought she was going to be, will you please take me back? You don't see anything strange about that.
I'm being honest, and they said in our marriage counseling that honesty is where it has to go.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. You know what, Mr. I disagree with you. I really do disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. Number one, if she had nothing to do with you in high school, and all of a sudden, through the emails, the way that you talked about it, it sounded like it was all hot and heavy. I mean, it's like all the free offers you get on your email. If it sounds too good to be true, it's gonna be true.
If it sounds too good to be true, it's gonna be true.
No, that's really.
That's what
hey,
you just said.
Hey, you know what? Hey,
that's what
I
you
have
just
a
said.
I can sell you in Arizona that goes over the Pacific Ocean. You want some of that?
That's what you just said. You said if it sounds good to be true, it's true.
I said if it sounds too good to be true, it's not gonna
no,
be true.
No, you said it's true.
The man meant to say not gonna be true.
Well, you can argue your point, your garbage points all night long, but the fact of the matter is if you think you have a pot to pee in on this, you have no brain.
Well, sir, I've got an attorney that tells me different. I've got an attorney
that
says...
Well, you know what? Your attorney is nothing but a two-bit snake oil lady, too.
Hey.
And you know what? She's going to get hers in the end, too. And she must be pretty hot. Let me ask you this. Did she take your case on a free basis, or did you give her some money up front?
Ms. Blasgame's been on retainer.
Exactly. There you go right there. You know what?
You have justice.
She's just stealing your money. You have no case.
How do you know I have no case?
We all age. Some of us more graceful than others. And
well,
you had to know something was up. If she didn't want anything to do with you when you were in high school, and then all of a sudden emailing you like this,
no.
You had to know something was up. And you know what? If you were dumb enough to even put your family in jeopardy to talk to some whore from high school,
excuse
that's
me.
Your problem, man.
First of all, she told me, yeah, I remember you. She knew who I was.
Well, you know what? You know, you could have said, yeah, you know what? I remember you, too. You were a stuck-up snob. You didn't want anything to do with me. Something must be wrong with you right now, lady. Your armpits probably stink. You're probably fat as hell. and you're probably not very good looking. You should have clued up when you had the chance, pal. I can't believe you taking it as far as a lawsuit shows us how bad our American public has gone down into the sewer over the last 30 years.
You're Monday morning quarterback, and that's what you're doing.
You have the audacity to sue this poor woman because she didn't age as graceful as you thought she was going to age?
I'm going to.
Dude, you've got problems.
You know what, sir? I should sue you.
Good evening.
I ought to sue you for not shutting up because I've got the right to the free speech.
The man wanted to be heard, and is the gentleman there? No, he's gone. 1-800-449-8686. The man wanted to be heard, and his main point was, this is a lady that hasn't aged gracefully. Shouldn't you have known, given the fact that she was, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily the case, but was there a tip-off that maybe she wasn't quite the beauty that she used to be, that she was having communication with you?
I think that is a slap to my face for that man to say, oh, now she's emailing me like I'm a loser. Number one, she said, yeah, I do remember you. And number two, she sent me a picture of herself, which...
How recent was it?
It was a year old, and she was in, the place in Knoxville, the Dollywood, which is an amusement park.
Okay.
And she's at Dollywood, and she looked okay. I mean...
What do you mean she looked okay? What does that mean?
Well, she had a hat on it, and I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell what the face looked like, but I could tell she was sitting at a table. And okay, and I want to say that this is not the whole reason, but she did have a pretty good sized chest, and she did then, and she still did. And
well, okay, but that sometimes is accompanied by a lot of fat too, man. You know, and
well, that's a low blow. That is a low blow, because what you're saying is that I'm stupid.
Well, dude, 1-800, you know what, I don't want to call you any names, and I'm not calling you any names, but the fact is, and then you go back to your wife and say, you know what, she wasn't as good looking.
I didn't say that at all.
Well, that's how your wife took it. 1-800-449-8686. Melissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell, filing a lawsuit based upon an ill-fated high school reunion. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say a couple of things about the gentleman with the lawsuit.
Am I going to be allowed to speak, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, you've been speaking.
First of all, you had mentioned about thanking the Lord for your lawsuit. You obviously do not have the Lord in your heart. Second of all, for you to sit there and call that woman it walk through the door, how rude is that?
Because that didn't have anything to do with a lady that I remember.
For women.
No, that's not true. That didn't.
Yes, that is true.
How could I know that that's her?
The more that's obvious.
How could I know that that was her?
It doesn't matter. You don't call people it. It doesn't matter if she's skinny, fat, black, white. You don't say when you're disappointed with somebody, oh, it walked through the door.
No, ma'am. I said what came through the door.
It's the same thing as saying it.
It doesn't matter.
What came through the door.
It doesn't matter. You have no respect for women. You don't have God in your heart. And I can't believe you would disrespect your wife like that.
First of all, ma'am, we have freedom of religion, so I don't know what you mean by God in my heart. I don't have to, I don't have to prescribe to your, to the way you look at me.
You know, I'm not even a religious person, and I can see that you don't have God in your heart.
Okay, that's fine, but
what's
that got to do with anything?
You're a disgusting old 42-year-old man who is down in the dumps
about his life. You got God in your heart, but you're calling me all kinds of names.
You're disgusting. Listen to yourself.
And another thing?
I hope you're recording this so that you can play it back and maybe you'll get a clue.
May I say something, ma'am? The next time you meet a guy online, make sure you send him a picture of how fat you are.
Oh, okay,
is the gentleman
buddy.
There?
That's a good one. That's a good one. That man is ignorant.
Mr. Hendry, I have been treated.
No, hold on for a minute, okay? The lady is saying, there's a little bit of disrespect when you say, what walked through the door?
I'm just telling Melissa that the next time she emails a guy, you better send him a picture and make sure that it can carry a big enough picture.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't even be emailing somebody when you're married.
Ma'am,
you shouldn't be emailing somebody about getting together with them and then telling your wife you're going to go hook up with them. I mean, what
is that
about?
But then I came back and
said
that I
didn't. Your wife and your family mean nothing to you?
I came back and I said I didn't want to.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. You should have never done it in the first place. You should have never disrespected your wife like that in the first place. And kudos to your wife for not taking you back.
Does your email carry a big enough file that'll fit the picture of you in it? No, I don't think so.
You don't even know who I am, mister. You know what? First of all,
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Bozell, Stephen Bozell joins us. A man who said he suffered a scar, a psychological scar last week that, quote, will be with him for the rest of his life. He went to a high school reunion. This was in Knoxville, Tennessee. Agreed to meet up with a young lady who he'd known his senior year. She was a high school cheerleader. She was one of the homecoming queen court members. She was a beautiful young lady. And apparently time has not been kind to her because, as Mr. Bozell has told us, when she met him at the bar, she was overweight, according to him. Her skin was bad, according to him. Her eyes didn't look good. Her hair didn't look good, etc. But the only thing you say that she still had was a ample chest.
Well, yeah, and she had sent me a picture of her, her chest, and I said that's okay. But now, all the rest of her was obviously overweight, and
well, you got a little too enamored with her chest, and maybe if that's important to you. Now, here's my question.
No, I'm not too enamored of anything, Mr. Hendry. I had not taken a drink for a full 2 years before that night, and between her showing up, looking the way she did, and then sitting down and belittling me. And
well, but she belittled you because you told her that you didn't want to spend any more time with her than you had to, right?
I told her I got time for a drink and then I got to get going. And
she asked you, "You going to the reunion?" And you said no.
I wanted to fly home to my wife.
So you sat in this bar, you had a drink, even though you hadn't had one in 2 years, while this woman is understandably angry with you, and you're blaming her for the fact that you fell off the wagon?
If you saw what come through the door... And
all right, you've told me that. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Joshua. Joshua, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Stephen, right?
Yes, sir. I think a lot of the judgment here needs to be backed off.
All right. You know what? I'm not trying to judge you. But let's just cut the baloney. You were going there.
Well, how old are you, sir? How old are you, sir?
Cheat on your wife.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 20.
What do you know about high school reunions? What do you care about it? You know?
I'm not talking about the reunion.
You don't even know what a high school reunion is.
Sir, I'm not talking about the reunion. You were going there to cheat on your wife, to have an affair. So let's put aside the fact. It wasn't what you were.
All right, look, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Donna. Donna, go ahead.
Sir, I've been to several of my high school reunions, and I didn't go to sit here and see what the hot babes looked like. I went to socialize, which is what your class reunion is all about, finding out what everyone's done with their
life. I guarantee you, Donna, that there was at least one or two men that came to that to see what happened to you.
That may very well be true, but, you know, I didn't meet them in a secret place, and I wasn't married. I went to the class reunion. Now, if they wanted to talk to me, they'd come to the table and talk.
What do you mean, what happened to her?
Well, I don't know. How old are you, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 44.
All right. I'm sure.
So I have been to several of my class reunions.
Have you?
I have been to several ex-husbands' class reunions. Yes, I am single, but that has nothing to do with anything. But you sit here and talk about... She made you drink. Nobody put the drink in your hand but you.
No, but hold on for a minute. She knew that she used to be, if you'll pardon my language, she used to be a piece of tail. Now, guess what? She comes walking through the door, and it was not anything it was expecting. Naturally, I'm going to take a drink.
Sir, you live in a fantasy.
I had to steady my nerves.
People on Desperate Housewives and how good they look. Sorry, you know what it takes for them to sit here? They're movie stars. They have millions of dollars to go have facelifts and tummy tucks and all
good
this.
Good point.
This is a common woman that just lives an everyday life. Did you ever look at her parents? That's going to tell you something about what she's going to look like later in life.
That's a really good point. You know, especially you want to know what a woman's going to look like, take a look at her mother, okay?
What does that got to do? I'm not going to have sex with her mother. Oh, my God.
But you're
going to
know what she's going to look like later in life.
How can I, ma'am, you have gone to high school reunions. I want to ask you a question directly. Did you have sex with the men there?
No. I never had sex with any of them that I went to school with.
Okay.
Gross.
And you know why?
And you're disgusting.
And,
what you went for.
Ma'am, you know why? Because they saw what happened to you. And they...
You know, that's insulting to the lady. What, are you going to insult her?
You know,
no, I'm trying to get her to see my point.
I see your point. You cheated on your wife and then went back to her and expected her to just open her arms and say, "Oh, baby, come on home now."
Yeah, let me ask you how did that happen?
I went to the I told you the Best Western Knoxville. I had the drink with Ms. Tishman. I booked a return flight to Los Angeles that night, which connected through Dallas, Texas. And
I don't need to have your itinerary. What happened?
I went home, and my wife, and I told my wife.
So your wife knew you were going back to this thing to meet this woman. For all she knows, she's lost a husband. You show up at
exactly
the door.
And
you show up at the door that night.
And I told her, I said, "Honey, I'm sorry." And she said, "Why are you back?" And I said, I told her I was sorry. And she said, "Why are you back?" I said, "Because I met this gal, which I really didn't want to do." And
in other words, you bullcrapped her.
No, sir, I did not.
Yeah, you started to shovel the stuff out from on top of yourself, didn't you?
No, sir, I said she come to the door, and I got scared.
No, sir, you didn't get scared. You didn't like what you saw at the dump and what you had at home.
I got scared.
Very loving wife, very caring wife, somebody that you've probably been married to 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer,
ma'am,
and decided it was greater pastures on the other side.
What come through the door that night at the Applebee's in Knoxville, Tennessee, was big enough to scare me. Now, I didn't want to be...
You should have kept your butt at home.
Am I supposed to know how fat it got? Excuse me, am I supposed to...
You like you were already in, you know, marriage counseling.
Ma'am?
You already had issues.
Am I supposed to know
how... off going to a class reunion saying, "I'm going to go catch a hot babe."
Oh, my God.
You've already got problems at home.
You know what? You sound...
Get your butt home.
Ma'am, you sound exactly like Miss Tishman did last Saturday night. She sat there at that bar, all 300 pounds of her, talking to me the way you are, as if I'm supposed to sit there and listen to this mountain of a woman tell me how it is.
Maybe she was trying to give you good advice.
Yeah, and maybe she was a little humiliated.
You're going to do it too again.
Ma'am.
I shouldn't take you back under any circumstances because that's exactly what you're going to turn around and do again the next one you catch on the internet.
I'm trying to sue
you somewhere.
I'm trying to sue my wife. Oh, really?
Yeah, and she ought to sue you.
Sue me for what? What did I do wrong?
Oh, come on, man. You went back to a high school reunion. You thought you were going to meet up with Ashley Judd. Turned out you met Mom's Mabley. You got upset. You come back home.
You know, this lady, I asked twice, what happened to you? And she still won't answer.
What do you mean, what happened to you?
This lady, Donna.
What is that?
What happened to me?
I mean...
I went to my high school reunion. I socialized. I visited.
No.
I caught up on what everybody was doing. I said good night, and I went home.
You want to know something, Donna? You got a really tiny voice for a big woman.
What can I say? How do you know I'm a big woman?
Because you didn't deny it.
No, I'm not. But
oh,
I've been,
man,
a big woman all my
lie.
Life.
God, that's a lie and a half. And I've been on this program now for 45 minutes, and people won't tell me the truth.
How do you know? How do you know what people look like? Let me tell you something. The biggest chump in the world is some guy that tries to reconnect with the past. Biggest chump in the world. People are not the same. You know, people change. And have you ever met a guy who's been in prison for a long time? Talk to somebody like that, but they haven't seen the outside world and what happens to people.
Mr. Henry, I know, but this lady here, ma'am, were you a piece of ass in high school? Not a piece of ass, but I mean, were you good looking in high school?
That's all in everyone's own opinion.
Okay, see, so that means you weren't. So at least we know that when a guy meets you 20 years later, he knows what to expect.
Because I haven't aged any.
Yeah, you're still the same fat girl.
All right, okay, man. You know, you...
Mr. Henry, the point that I'm trying to make and the point that I'm trying to make with the courts...
Oh, forget it, man. The point you're trying to make, there's no... You got to show injury. You say there's psychological injury to you because you saw this fat woman come through the door who wasn't Ashley Judd and you started drinking again... And then your wife won't take you back.
I explained it to her.
Doesn't make any difference if you explained it to her. Donna, thank you. I have to take a break. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. You got a tiny voice for a big woman.
Well, she did. She sounded like she's...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Stephen Bozell with a high school reunion story from hell as he went back to his high school reunion last week in Knoxville, Tennessee, met up with a young lady who he remembered as a very beautiful girl, but who is now a 42-year-old woman with a weight issue. And you went back to... Are you still drinking?
Unfortunately, I am an alcoholic.
But are you still drinking?
If you're an alcoholic, you drink.
No, if you're an alcoholic, you can be drinking or you can be recovering.
Boy, I don't know where you get it.
Mr. Buzzell, alcoholism is a disease, just like diabetes. You either can eat sugar or you can't. You can either drink booze or you can't. You're an alcoholic, you have it for the rest of your life.
Well, I don't, you know, Mr. Henry, you're claiming a lot of authority on things. I'm actively drinking now as a result of what, you know, how big she got. And
that's, all right, 1-800-449-8686. Stuart, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
The problem I have with this is it sounds like this guy is one of those people who just sit around trying to, you know, buy these far-fetched lawsuits and fog up the court systems with it. And, you know,
what do you mean far-fetched?
Going to this reunion to meet this girl he hadn't seen in who knows how long.
So it's far-fetched to say,
lawsuit is far-fetched.
How's
sir?
That? Look at, she was a piece of.
Can we watch the language?
Well, she was a very, very, very large in the chest, and that was all. Now, it's everywhere, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, that's what happens when you go online to try to meet people.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Louisa. Go ahead, Louisa.
Hi, yeah, Mr. Henry, this is my first time calling, and I'm just totally flabbergasted by this whole thing. Did this gentleman even bother to find out what's happened to this woman in her life since the high school?
I asked her for a picture. She assured me that
wanted to know if you asked her, like, how her life's been going since then. I mean, it seems to me that
everything was good.
Everything was good. Okay,
yes.
But her physical being wasn't what you expected it to be, so therefore she's just something that walked through the door?
No, ma'am. She had sent me a picture that she assured me was her.
Yeah,
I couldn't see the face, but I did see the chest.
And so that's what brought you to this whole thing. I've seen her breast, so then this is fantastic. This is the woman that I'm going to, you know, cause all this kind of problems at home with the wife and everything else.
I made an assumption, and my attorney tells me that it was a reasonable assumption that if her boobs were the same large size.
Then the rest of her might have gotten fat, dude. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, well,
you really don't respect women, do you, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, this is insane.
That's right.
You know, I can't believe that you and your lawyer would actually be wasting important people's time with something this frivolous. Are you planning on getting out of this?
Ma'am, what I'm trying to do is show that high school reunions set up an expectation that you can go back there to a high school reunion and meet up.
Well, don't you have any free thought? I mean, you can't be telling me that your whole life expectations are based on what happened when you were 17. And if that's the case, then you need more therapy than anything else.
I think it's reasonable to at least
expect... You really
expect
do? You think
woman,
that, you
I think
that 20-some, 30 years down the road that everything's going to be status quo? People change, sweetheart.
I do know that. Okay, Joan Collins, you ever seen her? If she looks that good now, she must have been fantastic when she was in high school.
Well,
see,
you know,
and the lady that I mentioned, Eva Longoria, and also,
yes,
what about Kathy Hilton?
You're talking about celebrity stars, movie stars, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
These people have more teams behind them
also,
with makeup and surgery and all kinds of happy hoo-ha in order to keep them looking like that.
What we're asking for is simply this, that a court direct all Internet email services, that if a woman is emailing a picture of herself, or is telling a guy how hot-looking she is, that be backed up with some kind of proof. Otherwise,
it's
a lie, and you're sending
a
lie over the Internet.
So you want the feds to kick your door in and make sure that you're sending the proper photographs of yourself to people across the Internet?
I want to protect men like me so that women who used to be good-looking and suddenly are beasts are going to...
I understand.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I get it now.
No.
So,
but I don't understand what you mean by protect men.
I'm sorry that Slim Fast ain't working for you. But
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Got a few more, just a couple of minutes here. I want to get Brandy on the line here with Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Brandy, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, ma'am.
I just have like a question because I just want to see if maybe I can put a spin on this so that way you understand kind of how asinine this whole thing sounds. Now, I don't know what you look like.
Is the lady speaking to me?
Yes, she is.
You just What's that?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Sorry. I should have directed it, I guess, huh? But, you know what?
Wait, you say asinine, young lady. I don't know how many courtrooms you've been in or what you know about the law.
My father's a lawyer, okay?
Your father's a lawyer. Your father's a lawyer.
Before you interrupt me, because you can probably just...
Your father's a lawyer, but you're not a lawyer, right?
No, I'm actually in marketing. So why don't you just let me give you an example of why...
Maybe you can get your father on the line.
You know what? Let's say that woman was totally shocked about how ugly you were. Like, maybe she walked through the door and saw you and was like, holy God, you're such a hillbilly. And then she got in her car and hit a tree because she was so shocked, and she broke her neck. Should she be able to sue you because she was shocked that she and then she hit a tree?
I doubt seriously if that happened, okay?
Okay, well, I doubt as much that she walked over, poured some Jim Beam up in your cup, and said, here, go drink this because I'm such a heifer.
You know what?
You must be just shocked.
You know what, Brandy? You sound like you're, you know, giving me crap, and yet somebody wrote a song about you. Listen to this. You know this song?
Yeah, a lot of chicks listen to it.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
You
don't deserve it.
You know,
you don't deserve it at all. No, you don't
1-800-449-8686.